Will Congress embrace and exercise its constitutional responsibility to decide the question of war?
No, was the answer to Oregon Democrat Jeff Merkley's opening question as he addressed the Senate chamber while bringing the latest War Powers resolution to a vote. However, unlike the previous six votes, today's effort saw growing Republican support, resulting in a narrow 49-50 split. Under the 1973 War Powers Act, Congress can require the president to end U.S. military involvement in conflicts not formally authorized by Congress within 60 days, unless lawmakers approve an extension or declare war.
Many colleagues across the aisle have said we will give the benefit of the doubt to the president's contention that there was an imminent threat, but we will reconsider our position when the 60 days have expired. Well, my friends, the 60 days expired on May 1st. We are way past that deadline. Now, the president has a new excuse. He says, well, we are no longer conducting acts of war. We're in a ceasefire. But what matters is the facts on the ground. Have we in fact suspended all the acts of war? No, we have not. We are still engaged on a daily basis. The United States is still blockading Iranian ports. That is an act of war. We're still firing on Iranian warships. That is an act of war. We're still firing on Iranian vessels. It's an act of war. Iran is still blockading the Straits of Hormuz. It's an act of war. They're still firing on U.S. naval vessels. That is an act of war. They're still attacking U.S.-flagged tankers. It is an act of war. Both sides are engaged in a daily war as defined by international law.
Today marked the first vote since the expiration of the War Powers Act timeframe. Now 74 days into Operation Epic Fury.
60 days is up. So will you or will you not honor your constitutional responsibility? That is the question that will be in the vote today.
The lone dissenting voice speaking against the resolution during the vote was John Barrasso, Senate Majority Whip of Wyoming, who berated Democrats.
Mr. President, what they're doing, the Democrats are doing, is not about protecting the Constitution. It is about obstructing the President of the United States. That's what's happening here today. That's exactly what Democrats are trying to do.
He criticized Democrats for not curtailing former President Barack Obama's military actions in Libya and disagreed with the characterization that the United States remains at war.
President Trump has complied with the law. Enforcing a blockade is not the same as active hostilities under the War Powers Act.
However, Lisa Murkowski disagreed. She was one of three Republicans to vote with Democrats. At yesterday's subcommittee hearing on the proposed military budget for 2027, Murkowski said the law is straightforward.
The War Powers Resolution is pretty clear here. It requires the president to terminate hostilities within 60 days, absent congressional authorization. I think it's important that we in Congress assert our own role and responsibility to this. That 60-day clock expired April 28th.
Lisa Murkowski pointed to the continued military buildup in the region and asked Secretary of War Pete Hegseth whether the Trump administration intends to ever seek congressional approval.
I think where there is confusion is when the president says hostilities have ended, we still have 15,000 troops that are forward deployed, more than 20 warships in an active naval blockade. CENTCOM has redirected 61 commercial vessels, disabled tankers. In other words, it doesn't appear that hostilities have ended. And so the question to you is whether or not the administration has considered or had intended to seek an authorization of use of military force from the Congress.
Senator, our view is that should the president make the decision to recommence, that we would have all the authorities necessary to do so.
Do you think that it would be helpful to the president if it was made clear that, in fact, the Congress did provide an AUMF?
I think the president, our view is that he has all the authorities he needs under Article 2.
Principal architect of the United States Constitution, James Madison, was clear that the power to declare war belonged to the people's branch in Congress, stating, quote, "The executive is the branch of power most interested in war and most prone to it," close quote. A principal, Democrats say, Congress is failing to uphold, warning the biggest cost of all may be Congress not asserting its power. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.